You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Coronavirus is, of course, an international threat, but you can easily overlook the smaller, private, but no less devastating consequences that the worldwide response is having on many people's lives. So this morning, I'd like to tell you the story of 22-year-old Zhao Li, who's here from China on a working holiday visa. Li was involved in a shocking car crash in January, as The Age reports today, and he was declared brain dead this week in the Royal Melbourne Hospital. He's only 22 years old. Now, Li's mother in China was scrambling to get a fast-tracked visa for herself in order to see her only son here in Melbourne before the hospital turns off his life support machines. But the government's ban on Chinese arrivals kicked in, and that has blocked her, and she is now stuck in China. The ABC's Asia Pacific newsroom has put us in contact with Angus Yuan. He's the only friend in Melbourne of Zhao Li. Angus's English is limited, so I spoke to him earlier, and I asked Angus about Zhao Li's family.
Zhao Li is the only son of his mother, and his father passed away when he was young. And I'm not sure what his mother will announce if he lost Zhao Li.
It's so important that Jing Lan Ren, his mum, get to Melbourne here and see him before the machines are turned off, yes?
Yeah. In fact, the doctor told me his brain is dead on the 3rd of February. Mm. Yeah.
And he's just being kept breathing by the machines.
Yeah. And also when the hospital gave his mother some advice if his mother would like to donate his son's organs, and his mother make a very, very difficult decision, because you know in China, when people pass away, they would keep their body for. So, yeah, you know, it's very difficult decision.
Has she made a decision about that yet? Do you know, Angus?
Yeah.
And what's her decision about that?
Her decision is to donation his son's organs and to save more people.
Wow, that's a really brave decision, isn't it?
Yeah. His mother is so great.
Mm. How long was Zhao Li your friend, Angus?
In fact, we only chat online. But when I first see him in the hospital, I really want to help him, because I studied in his hometown.
Mm.
And I know him in a WeChat group. So we didn't meet before. The first meet is in a hospital. Another friend told me happened a car accident.
Oh, goodness. Well, clearly you had a great connection over your chat group. That must have been a strong connection for you to become friends in that way.
Yeah.
What have you heard about Jing Lanren's scramble to try and get this visa to come to Australia now that Chinese have been stopped from coming here because of coronavirus? Have you heard whether she is able to come?
We have asked for many people to help his mother to come, but maybe I don't know. I'm not very sure.
If anyone from the Australian authorities is listening today, Angus, what would you like to say to them?
I want a government to give his mother hope to see his son for the last time.
Angus, I'm sorry to put you through this difficult conversation, but I think it's really important that people hear your plea today. So thank you for speaking to us. Will you be going back to hospital to see Zhao Li again?
Yeah, maybe today. Today the doctor told me he will do the operations to donate his organs, so I must go to the hospital.
Oh, that's a hard thing to go through. Angus, we wish you all the very best. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
Angus Yuan, who was speaking to us a little earlier on the program, and as you can hear, was desperately upset for his friend, Zhao Li. The harvesting of his organs will take place today, and what an incredibly brave thing for this also young man to do, to go to the hospital and to be there with him. But the question remains, how does and can Zhao Li's mum get here from China, at least just to see her only son's body? Because clearly she won't get to see him if the harvesting of the organs is taking place today. What an incredibly difficult position to be in. Alan Tudge is the acting Minister for Immigration and also the Minister for Population. He was listening to that conversation and he joins you now. Alan Tudge, good morning.
Good morning.
It's utterly heartbreaking, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And certainly my heart goes out to Jali's family and his friends. And obviously Angus has been a tremendous source of support for Zhao Li while he's been here, and I congratulate him as well for his bravery and his willingness to step up and do what he can to support his mate.
His mother has been trying ever since this accident to get a visa fast-tracked. She's paid more than $1,000 to consulate services there in China to get that fast-tracked visa just to come and see her son in hospital. Is there anything that you can assure the public today that you can do to get her here quickly, despite of the ban, in order to see her son's body?
There is, and obviously it is not a straightforward situation when we have this ban in place.
I understand that.
The ban is in place for a reason. Having said that, we want to exercise whatever compassionate consideration that we can in order to enable her to get here as quickly as possible without putting the Australian public at any risk from the coronavirus. Now, it's just been brought to my attention literally in the last 24 hours or so through Gladys Liu, actually the member for Chisholm, who's brought this case to my attention. Where it's at the moment is with the Australian Border Force Commissioner. Now, it's the Australian Border Force Commissioner who has been authorised by our National Security Committee to be able to make exemptions to the general ban for situations like this. Now, they'll have to be assured that there will be no health risk to other Australians from her coming here.
We know that she's not in the affected province.
Yeah, so she's not in the affected province, so that's the first step. But nevertheless, they'll still have to be assured that nobody else will be put at risk. So that's the process which is going through. I've been advised this morning, and we just have to work through that.
Good to talk to you, Alan Tudge. Thanks so much.